rather than adhering to Miss McNally's seating plan. Always wanting complete silence. Who does she think she is? She should have retired years ago. I hate her. People murmur their agreement as they slump into seats, and I nod, although I hate Gracie with her judgy overconfidence and generic straightened blonde hair. I hate her more than the supply teacher, who's called Miss Percival. Out of the corner of my eye, I see my ex-best friend, Eden, take a seat next to her boyfriend, Will. Of course she does. They're spot-welded together these days. Every inch the cliched couple. Pretty, clever girl with her rugby-playing hunk. Eden, with her flawless complexion and rose-gold shining hair twisted into a casual knot at the back. Will, with his height, muscles and alpha maleness. Please. I'm not bitter, I tell myself. Gracie, one of Eden's new popular bitchy friends, sits in front of them, her chair already turned round to chat. I grab a table on the opposite side of the room by the window. Thankfully, a few people are absent, so there's no one sitting next to me. I gaze out at the playing field and the half-hearted April rain. It's hard to get used to my cast-off status. It's always been me and Eden, ever since the day we met. We were 8. Her parents had bought a gorgeous house near us, and she'd started at St Matthew's Primary School. I was asked to buddy up with the new girl. She was smiley and softly spoken. I made her laugh. We clicked immediately and became best friends, the kind of best friends who don't need anyone else. We were like that for years. Just us, me and Eden against the world. Things changed in January. We'd hung out all through the Christmas holidays as usual, watching films and doing the nerdy things we both loved, like online puzzles and extra assignments the teachers had set us. The same as always. We were looking forward to the new term, because that's what we were both like back then. We had big plans. We were going to smash our exams, then breeze into the sixth form, then on to uni. Eden was hoping to go to Cambridge. I wasn't sure where I was aiming for yet, but it would be somewhere that had a cool English lit course, and ideally a module on screenwriting. My dad, who's been making plans for me ever since I was born, thought, still thinks, English is a waste of a degree. But he is very much mistaken, and anyway, I don't care. The morning before we returned to school for the spring term, Eden and I sat on the high stools in the window of Café Suzette, as we like to do on the last day of the holidays, scooping cream off our hot chocolates with rolled-up biscuits we used to pretend were cigars. We could see some people from school walking past the window. One of them was Will. I remember he was walking along in a muscle-tight top, side-eyeing a group of girls to see if they'd noticed him. "Attention seeker," I'd muttered. Eden had nodded. We weren't in the popular group at school. That was fine with us. At least, I thought it was. Eden could have been in it if she wanted, I guess. People liked her more than they liked me. She didn't accidentally say what she thought like I did, and she understood how to get people on side. She was pretty, while I was average looking, with my rounder, more expressive face and dull brown hair, which I frequently dyed different colours, still do. Eden didn't like rocking the boat, whereas I didn't mind giving it a good shake. My 16th birthday rolled round on 16th of January. I'd waited 16 years for this synchronicity, and it felt like a moment. And Eden gave me 16 carefully chosen and wrapped presents, ranging from a famous book about screenwriting to unusual flavours of Kit Kats from Japan. Then, a couple of days later, when we were walking to school, she told me Will had asked her out, and she'd said yes. I stopped walking and stared at her. "Will?" I asked. "As in Will Fairshaw? Will in our year?" "Yeah," she said, as if it was no big deal. "I really like him." I was stunned. Not just because, well, Will, but because Eden had always talked things like that through with me. Before she briefly went out with Carl Morrison, she'd shown me all his messages, and we'd agreed that he was funny, fit, and smart. Carl was American, and temporarily at our school for the few months...